Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to Iraq on Friday. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
He met with Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani to discuss Syria's political transition and visited the U.S. embassy, calling for a non-sectarian administration following the fall of Bashar al-Assad.
As Syria transitions from the Assad dictatorship to hopefully a democracy, it does so in a way that, of course, protects all of the minorities in Syria, that produces an inclusive non-sectarian government, and does not become in any way a platform for terrorism.
The Biden administration, along with governments in the region and the West, has been trying to navigate the chaotic aftermath of the Assad family's decades-long oppressive rule and has begun engaging with the Syrian rebel groups, including leading rebel faction Hayat Tahrir al-Sham.
That's Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen reporting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on an American freed from a Syrian prison that has left the country.
An American freed from a Syrian prison this week has been flown out of the country. A U.S. official says Travis Timmerman was aboard an American military helicopter leaving Syria. The 29-year-old from Missouri had disappeared 7 months ago into Syria's notorious prison system before being among thousands released this week by rebels who seized control of the capital. It's unclear where Timmerman may go next. Another person familiar with the matter says Timmerman has said he'd like to stay in the region. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Korea's parliament has voted to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over a short-lived martial law decree, a historic rebuke that was cheered by jubilant crowds who described the outcome as another defiant moment in the nation's resilient democratic journey. The National Assembly passed the motion in a 204-85 vote on Saturday. Yoon's presidential powers and duties are to be suspended. The Constitutional Court has up to 180 days to determine whether to dismiss Yoon as president or restore his powers. If he is thrown out of office, a national election to choose his successor must be held within 60 days. French President Emmanuel Macron named key ally François Bayrou as his fourth prime minister of 2024 on Friday, but the scale of the challenge facing the veteran centrist was immediately clear as the Socialist Party refused to join his coalition government. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting.
Bayrou now faces the task of trying to steer legislation through a hung parliament comprising three warring blocs. It is, he said, a long road.
Alors c'est un long chemin, tout le monde le sait.
Bayrou's priority will be passing a special law to roll over the 2024 budget. The temporary legislation is needed to avoid a US-style government shutdown at the start of 2025. It is intended to act as a stopgap until Parliament passes a more permanent budget bill drafted by a new government.
That's Reuters' Alice Rizzo. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the company that operates TikTok has suffered another legal setback.
A federal appeals court has left in place a mid-January deadline in a federal law requiring TikTok to be sold or face a ban in the United States. The court rejected a request made by the company to halt enforcement until the Supreme Court reviews its challenge of the statute. Attorneys for TikTok and its China-based company ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. It's unclear if the nation's highest court will take up the case, though some legal experts have said they expect the justices to weigh in due to the types of novel questions it raises about social media, national security, and the First Amendment. I'm Norman Hall.
Niger's ruling junta suspended the BBC for 3 months over its coverage of an extremist attack that allegedly killed dozens of Nigerian soldiers and civilians. Niger, along with neighbors Burkina Faso and Mali, has for over a decade battled an insurgency fought by various groups. Following coups in three countries, ruling juntas have cracked down on political dissent and journalists. Niger's authorities even denied that an attack happened in the area in a statement read on state television. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.